This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Paul lived to share what he had experienced in his relationship with Jesus Christ with anyone and everyone God brought his way. He felt obligated to do so and was unashamed to do it. You and I might not have the gift of evangelism, but we are called to be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, 1 Peter 3:15. This implies that your lifestyle is distinctive and stands out in contrast to what non-believers experience or encounter in others. It also implies you have a hope that sustains you in the midst of troubling or uncertain times in your life or in the world around you. When Christians pray, they are promised the peace of God which transcends all understanding, Philippians 4:7. The world promises peace but can't deliver on the promise. When you have the peace of God, others will notice and want to know how to find it for themselves. When this happens, we need to be ready to give them an answer. But do this with gentleness and respect, 1 Peter 3:15. The book of Romans provides the basis for such an answer. Many have used what has become known as the Roman road. Like Paul did in this book, we need to help people see that they have a deep spiritual need. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This does not mean you are as bad as you can be. It means you are as bad off as you can be. No matter how hard you try to measure up, you always fall short of the glory of God. This is hard to share, but is essential. But that's not all. There is more to the message, and we'll share that in subsequent visits.